Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Have you ever said, I can't afford it, or I don't have time? Of course you have. We all have. And chances are, someone has said that to you in the context of refusing whatever it is you're offering or proposing. Well, I'm sure that person didn't mean to offend you, but do you know what they're really saying when they use these expressions? They're saying, that's not a priority for me. Of course, it would be rather rude to say that outright, but that's absolutely the reason behind it. If you ever stop to notice what someone spends their money on, or what they devote their time to, you'll have a pretty good idea of where their priorities lie. So the next time someone says, I can't afford it, or I don't have time, think of it as a simple matter of priorities. Here's the thing. There are only 24 hours in the day, so there can't possibly be time for everything. That's why we have to prioritize. So someone saying, I don't have time, means that something that was a higher priority is taking up that time instead. And the same with money. Of course, if you're just scraping by financially, it's pretty easy to prioritize by putting food, housing, and heat at the top of the list. But if you have disposable income on top of that, just understand that when you say, I can't afford it, it just means you have other priorities. The reason it's so important to recognize this and monitor your priorities is because hardly anyone challenges you when you use the time or money excuse. They're both viewed as pretty solid reasons that one may not be able to do something. This is because the majority of people can identify with feeling strapped for time or money. And especially when it comes to money, it's usually such a personal, private matter that rarely does anyone start prying and asking questions as to your reasoning. So what ends up happening is you use these lines a few times and you get comfortable using them, but it can actually be hurting you. The convenience of saying them is causing you to start with a no more often than not. By start with a no, I mean your first instinct is to say no first and ask questions later, as opposed to starting with a yes, which opens up the doors of opportunity for you, because starting with a yes means you're less likely to say no in the end. Okay, I hope that didn't confuse you, but here's the most important part. It's one thing when it's a one-on-one exchange. Someone says, would you like to fill in the blank? And you say, I can't afford it. But what about when it's a conversation between you and yourself? This is where it gets a little hairy and could end up hurting you where it hurts the most, your hopes and dreams. These automatic responses can cause you to sabotage your own success and even your health, because they're little stories you tell yourself. And if you tell yourself you have no time to work out during the day, for instance, then you'll automatically believe yourself, even though in reality, you can create time just by shifting around your priorities a bit. And if you tell yourself you can't afford to write a book and self-publish it, then you won't be able to. So, to combat this, next time, instead of saying, I can't afford it, say, how can I afford it? And instead of saying, I don't have time, say, how can I make the time? Today, I'd like you to spend a few minutes thinking about what you spend time on and what you spend money on and list it out. When you look over the list, you'll see all of your life's priorities. Then make a list of what you wish you had the money for or the time for. And you'll see clearly what has fallen in priority. Now, rearrange everything on a new sheet of paper. Maybe the new list will resemble the old, but chances are some items will move closer to the top, which may mean that you will soon have the money or time to enjoy them. And it will bring new meaning to the phrase, what's important gets done. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.